Blog Talk Radio.
I know what that sound means.
Oh, wait.
Whole lot of weight, call them West Fuchsia. Flexing on niggas like Let's Go. Wake niggas up like a pet rooster. Me and my team, all the rest loose. If you ain't in the circle, means you don't have the green and you don't have the purple. Stanley Madison, you don't have an Urkel. Walking Dead and you don't have a Herschel. We certified the process in the building. We gon' make history, we kinda like the Pilgrims. Care less about us, how we hate the ceiling. Stay on top of them, we kinda like they feeling. Yeah. Beat from the east, wave gang on the beat. From a sign in my pants that they probably creep. Think what you're saying out your mouth because you probably need. And I'll put y'all to sleep, Bill Cosby.
Hip hop, that. Gotta have that shit, that crack. I know y'all need that. Hand full back. Where the green at? Must stay lit. Where the green at?
While I create the experience, remarkable intelligence, impeccable deliverance. So amazing, elated, we cracking. Some said we couldn't do it. Haters, what happened? We global thugging, tourists state to state. Call my mo black feet, destroy, annihilate.
Yeah.
Said you gon' be here tomorrow, so I said get red, smoke weed, and fuck sorrow. I keep it cash on beats I don't borrow. I stay a woman of my word, my laws, my brawn. Say it's not an option, too many niggas watching. Harlem's in front of me, the Bronx on my shoulders. I'm getting nicer, but the game getting older. So I'm a hokey pokey, let it all hang out. And put my left foot in, slide my right hand out. And I'ma show you hating bitches with a boss about.
We hip hop that, gotta have that bit that crack. I know you need that in full back. Where the green at? Must stay lit. Where the green at? Hip hop that, gotta have that bit that crack. I know you need that in full back. Where the green at? Must stay lit. Where the green at?
Man, I punish these rappers without my metaphors. All white Panamera, Porsche, I call it Skeletor. I'm He-Man, for $3,000 I walk through. For 15 minutes, fam, it's just a walkthrough. Time is money, your rhymes above me. Man, how the fuck you sell that? We gotta bring Big L back. And I'm a real lyricist, I'm from the
south side.
I'm chipped up, we'll clip up and hit your strip up. Timberlands and fur coats, yellow tux and purple.
You gotta be a veteran to operate on medicine.
And hip-hop is when you never compromise your art. And hip-hop is when you spit your lyrics from the heart. This new shit whack, they got me jamming Pandora. My fans fuck with me cause I got a gangster aura. And 50 niggas on the stage ain't a real show. If you a sucker MC, you get killed.
Free hip-hop, that, gotta have that bit, that crack. I know you need that in full back. Where the green at? Must stay lit. Where the green at? Hip-hop, that, gotta have that bit, that crack. I know you need that in full back. Where the green at? Must stay lit. Where the green at?
Bullshit last a while, but the game's over.
Yeah.
want my umbrella out with the Range Rover. Like, how about the Range Rover and splatter your brains over the pavement? Drink and smoke, get high, I get wasted. Mad cause my team is fire, you just face it. If you wanna open fire, we do the matrix. Show you that you ain't shit. AJ's on his A shit, always on that ape shit. Guess you gotta face it. Lucky to be acquainted. Haters wanna hate you, I'm still gonna be their favorite. Always spit a lot of shit. My mouth is the anus, anus. I'm so fucking eager, so I'm puffin' reefer. I'm gonna put the rap game in a fucking sleeper. Whoever teaching y'all cats, I need to snuff the teacher. It's time to ban y'all bitches like Justin Bieber.
All these niggas talk shit, yeah.
When nobody bouts it,
yeah.
See my niggas talk shit,
yeah.
And we really bouts it,
yeah.
Hit you with that 450,
yeah.
Knock you out your outfit,
yeah.
Niggas say they getting money,
yeah.
Bro, I highly doubt it,
yeah.
All these niggas talk shit,
yeah.
When nobody bouts it,
yeah.
See my niggas talk shit,
yeah.
And we really bouts it,
yeah.
Hit you with that 450,
yeah.
Knock you out your outfit,
yeah.
Niggas say they getting money,
yeah.
Bro, I highly doubt it.
A lot of niggas talk shit, but they ain't really bout
nothing.
You better than the mistress, please. I highly doubt it. Keep running that trap, that rings clouded like the dresser to your friend. Your girl is so sour, crowded. They all in my business, trying to bear witness. Track after track, I leave them. Who the fuck is this? I'm a star getting careers, I'm so livid. Mad at my aggression, ambition, you too timid. I came from the bottom, this is just the beginning. How the fuck you gon' talk shit, my whole team with it? You little niggas started me up, well I'm a finish. You a crab ass, stop, mad that you can't get it. Got your face screwed up, cause I talk it and I live it. Admit it, I'm that new bitch with that hot new shit that won't miss to hesitate to cop that faux bitch and blast that fucking hate right out your outfit.
Out your mouth, little nigga. And remember, you help make you relevant. Screen needs everything. My lord.
Here we go. New York City, stand up.
Beats.com.
You already?
Mel.
Bronx Bullies in the building.
I'm a New York nigga, a New York chick.
What?
Every state, every city knows some New York shit. Mafia League turning up, and you cause this. They want some real hip hop, that's what you gon' get.
New York, stand up, baby.
I'm a New York chick. Every state, every city knows some New York
shit.
Mafia League turning up, and you cause this. They want some real hip hop, that's what you gon' get.
I'm just a New York bitch, you're my New York shit. Spitfire from my lips, drop guarantee hits. Mafia leaf on the road, no holding us down. Check your streets and your bodegas, but we in your town. Better ask somebody, we the hottest around. Sometimes don't know how to act, but quick to react. Yet rep the Bronx properly, just stating the facts. So criminal minded, about to take it all back. Watch me, 1, 2, 3. The crew is called Mafia League. And if you wanna hear real hip hop, keep rewinding and don't stop. My lord, get up.
I'm a New York nigga, see a New York chick. Every state, every city knows some New York shit. Mafia League turning up, and you cause it. They want some real hip hop, that's what you gon' get.
That's spittin' weak shit, y'all don't want it. It's already 4 pound, nigga, y'all got punished. And why on my neck proves that I got stomach. Y'all ain't fuckin' with the kids, just keep it 100. Team preaching to me like don't hold back. Just keep kicking on bars and make paycheck back. This is real hip hop, just stating the facts. Make the competition sleep like they're taking a nap. Matter of fact, when I say mafia, y'all say leave, turn up beef in the hamburger meat, then grease, then I eat. 50-50, yeah, we have a feast, cause like DJ Prince, we be serving these feet. I'm in the hood like Lucy's, rims on Oxy's, African stores with the knockoff Gucci, and Louis. When you see me, salute me, you gon' get NY when we on duty. What?
1, 2, 3. The crew is called Mafia League. And if you wanna hear real hip hop, keep rewinding and don't stop. My lord, get up.
I'm a New York nigga, a New York chick. Every state, every city knows some New York shit. Mafia League turning up, and you cause it. They want some real hip hop, that's what you gon' get. I'm a New York nigga, a New York chick. Every state, every city knows some New York shit. Mafia League turning up, and you cause it. They want some real hip hop, that's what you gon' get.
Hot bars, hot bars, hot bars on deck. Hit them beats so fire, make you swing your neck. The industry got a street, time to pay your debt. And some people won't like, got a twin select. Bronx Bullies in the building, we from the project. All we got is hard times and bubblegum. Respect, my lord of Wu-Tang, protect your neck. They say this lifestyle's a game, but we got next.
Club stops me in the middle of winning. They in the middle of frowning, me in the middle of grinning. Same times it's tough, this is just the beginning. And if I said it get easy, I would have been fibbing. Get it?
1, 2, 3. The crew is called Mafia League. And if you wanna hear real hip hop, keep rewinding and don't stop. My
Lord, get up. I'm a New York nigga, see a New York chick. Every state, every city on some New York shit. Mafia League turning up, and you cause it. They want some real hip hop, that's what you gon' get.
What's Gucci, y'all? You already welcome to the world of green.
We getting green life.
Greenleaf Network with Greenleaf everything. I want to play my shit talk show one more time for my nigga Durr. Shout out to my nigga Durr doing big things. Let me see if I can get it. Play again. I was just thinking he about to hit the stage with Mafia Lee 50-50, and shout out to him for being in the same building as the team camp.
What up, 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 international coast and global stars. With my boy, you flush Mafia, cop locked and loaded, lungs all full of that kush. Drowned out my system, and all these bitches wanna fuck. I'm a thug ass pimp, gangsta ass thug. I ain't got a hustle stuck, I'm a thug, they ass out. What? I'm the super thug, bitch. Axe Noriega, Tragedy Gaddafi, rest in peace, killer shot. Salute, Queens niggas, fuck the world, thug and dog. Global thugging with a perm, Harlem world shit. Pele, Pele, all seasons, boots, say stuff. The crumble, fumble, and crack. Bitch like a rat, little sticky trap, nigga. Military monsters, life to the death of me, homie. We out.
All these niggas talk shit, but nobody bouts it. See my niggas talk shit, and we really bout shit. Hit you with that fork, knock you out your outfit. Niggas say they getting money, bro, I highly doubt it. All these niggas talk shit, but nobody bouts it. See my niggas talk shit, and we really bout shit. Hit you with that fork, knock you out your outfit. Niggas say they getting money, bro, I highly doubt it. Doubt it. Real rap guy, no, I ain't hover. Bullshit last a while, but the game's over. Brought my umbrella out with the Range Rover. Like, how about the Range Rover and splatter your brains over the pavement? Drink and smoke, get high, I get wasted. Mad cause my team is fire, you just face it. If you wanna open fire, we do the matrix. Show you that you ain't shit. Ace's on his ace shit, always on that ape shit. Guess you gotta face it. Lucky to be acquainted. Haters wanna hate, but I'm still gonna be their favorite. Always spit a lot of shit. My mouth is the anus, anus. I'm so fucking eager, so I'm puffin' reefer. I'm gonna put the rap game in a fucking sleeper. Whoever teaching y'all cats, I need to snuff the teacher. It's time to ban y'all bitches like Justin
Bieber. All these niggas talk shit,
when nobody bouts it. See my niggas talk shit, and we really bout shit. Hit you with that 450, knock you out your outfit. Niggas say they getting money, bro, I highly doubt it. All these niggas talk shit, when nobody bouts it. See my niggas talk shit, and we really bout shit. Hit you with that 450, knock you out your outfit. Niggas say they getting money, bro, I highly doubt it.
A lot of niggas talk shit, but they ain't really bout none. You better than them mistress, please, I highly doubt it. He's running that trap from that brains clouded like the dress until your Frankie girl is so sour crowded. They all in my business, trying to bear witness. Track after track, I leave them, who the fuck is this? I'm a star ending careers, I'm so livid. Mad at my aggression, ambition, you too timid. I came from the bottom, this is just the beginning. How the fuck you gon' talk shit, my whole team with it? You little nigga started me up, well I'm a finish. You a crab ass, stop, mad that you can't get it. Got your face screwed up, cause I talk it and I live it. Admit it, I'm that new bitch with that hot new shit that won't miss to hesitate to cop that faux bitch. And blast that fucking hate right out your outfit.
I mean, I'm not even mad for it. Just keep my name out your mouth, little nigga. And remember, you helped make you relevant. Screen needs everything. My Lord.
Building. Welcome back. I know I got a
turn down a little bit because it's real talk with Dr. Fine. So the doctor's going to put a little bit of on y'all. So if you tuned in tonight and you need relationship advice, or if you're having relationship issues, Monday nights is the night to tune in. The number is 929-477-2453. We're here every Monday at 11 o'clock. So, you know, if you're having issues all week and you're just dying to tune in and, you know, hear what Dr. Devon got to say, I'm always a willing participant to help out with any issues you may have. Now, what we're going to do tonight, actually, we're going to be taking some relationship quizzes, in which case what we do is, you know, we take the quizzes, we answer them to the best of our ability. But, you know, the quizzes are actually for you guys to, you know, take yourself later on and, you know, see how well you do with your own partner. And sometimes, you know, these quizzes can answer questions that you never knew and, you know, help straighten your situation out. Without further ado, I'm going to bring my twin in.
What's Gucci, twin? How you doing? Shout out to everybody tuning in the building. It's Monday. The doctor's in the building. We're going to give you some relationship advice. I appreciate everybody for being tuned in tonight. I'm very proud of you. You knew the time to tune in. That's 11 o'clock every day, every night, 7 days a week. Without further ado, I'm going to let my twin continue the topic. But
So I'm trying to go through some of these quizzes. I think I want to do, let's see. No, because I know I don't have any vampirism going on. So, like I said, the quizzes are for them. So we taking the quizzes just to, you know, kind of see how well we would do, but you take the quiz for yourself. So this one is actually, how compassionate do you feel in your relationship? Now, I feel like this is relevant to a relationship because there's a difference between being compassionate and being in love, just different situations of your relationship. You know, you can be in love with somebody but not have compassion for them, which you can say, how could that be? But there's a lot of, I won't say there's a lot of men like that. There's a lot of women like that, too, that can sometimes be self-absorbed and, you know, are not compassionate to their significant others, you know, feelings. And it's not always, you know, sometimes it's not always because they don't love you or they don't care. Sometimes, you know, they're wrapped up in their own world. And, you know, I know personally that a lot of times that you can wrap yourself into your own world to kind of evade, you know, a lot of bullshit, you know, and sometimes for those of us with bipolar, sometimes that is a very good idea to kind of wrap yourself into your work so you don't get mad at the little shit and have a lot of episodes. But then at the same time, in a relationship, your significant other could, you know, get fed up with that or feel like, hey, you know, I want to be in that world that you're in. Let me in. You know, why you not letting me in? What you doing over there? I want to be in where you at. So, what you feel about that before we?
I mean, that's true. That's a fact right there. I mean, I always bury myself inside of work. So, like, you know what I mean? Not just because I'm burying myself, just because that's what I love to do.
You think it's healthy in a relationship? Some significant others can consider that as not being compassionate, like you always busy. I always hear that you're always on your phone. Or you're always at the studio. You're not getting enough attention. You're not paying enough attention. And I just feel like, you know, it's not that I'm not paying enough attention. I'm both.
I mean, it could be a healthy thing sometimes, but it also is mainly known to be an unhealthy thing.
I think I don't have a turn-off switch. And I remember in the beginning of this game, I'm not going to give him any credit for who said it to me, but a person that I used to work with, he used to say, you got to learn to know when to turn it off. And, you know, during that time, I wasn't in the, you know, position that I'm in now, so it's easier to turn it off for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? My turn off was I had to go to work. So, you know, I had a 9-to-5, so I could turn it off 9-to-5. And then when I get home, I turn it back on. And then at some point, I turn it off after a little while because I got to go to the 9-to-5, you know, so you got to turn it off. So when you don't have a 9-to-5 and it's turned on 24 hours a day, and if I turn it off, I don't eat, what do you do?
Yeah, that's you preaching to the choir, Twitter. So, like, I can't really.
I'm saying
like,
advice for people who go through what we go through.
If you with somebody that's like that, the best thing you can do is help. If you want to be a part of it so much, you know what that person is doing. The best thing you could do is help, or get the fuck out of the way. Hey, I can't really. I'm on that side of the fence that I'm working.
What is it like? Oh, I don't know if you've ever been on that side of the fence, because I don't know if you've been in a relationship like with another artist before. But what is it like to see the person not being able to turn it off? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't see myself not turning it off. And then I will be so engulfed in my work, and then when I come out of that, it's like, you know, hello, like, you've been in there like 100 hours. And I feel like when I come out, I watch TV, I eat, I go to the bathroom, I call my family, I'm out right there. And when you want to talk to me, I'm out right there. But when I go in, I'm in. Let's hurt. I'm going to come out. I can rock,
yo. I really don't.
That's what I'm in.
I really don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
how is it? I'm just trying to see how it feels on the outside.
I mean, I've been with somebody that worked at a store, and they manage the store.
Outside.
So all they do is, like, you know what I mean? All they would do is talk about the store the whole time.
The what?
Like, she was a store manager. So all she would do is like, about work. Like, I don't want to hear about what Jerry did today.
Was it because that's not what you was into? If she was talking about music, would you have listened?
I mean, it's not that I wasn't listening. But yes, I will listen because I'm into music and stuff like that. But I really don't want to hear too much about the pharmacy and what Jerry was doing. And what customers was like. Let's talk about what we getting ready to get into tonight.
The question is, when you are in a relationship with an artist, what is it like what is it like to see them while they're in? Like, they're on their phone, they're busy, and they so into their work that, you know, maybe they're not paying you attention. I don't know. I'm sure I don't
it's
do that
true.
To you.
You already know, son, it's that nigga, the one and only, Bam Bam, a.k.a. the motherfucking Slanderizer. Big shout to you motherfuckers tuned in. It sucks. Totally sucks to be ignored. No attention whatsoever.
Oh, my God.
You have to fight for it.
Yo!
You almost have to take the phone or cut the computer off. So you can have a couple of minutes with your partner. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it sucks to be.
Yeah, but if you know they're working for the better.
I don't give a fuck. Make time. You better make it.
I you know what I mean? I got to ask the doctor a question.
Sure, I love it.
Since you know, we preach a lot about balancing time and everything and all. And how do you balance? Like, you know what I mean? How do you balance that? Like, all out. Like, how? Like, if you was on the other side, like, what would you tell your significant other to do to balance everything out? Like, what would you be like?
What would I tell if I was the person that wasn't the artist?
Right.
What would I tell the
to balance the time out?
I would say to them, I would sit back and see what their day consists of and when they are on their downtime. And during their downtime, I would make it my business to be around them. Like, if your downtime is watching TV, like I said, my downtime is watching TV, eating, you know, chilling, doing what I do. So if I'm on my downtime and, you know, you should be making every effort to be around me on my downtime. If you're not trying to be around me on my downtime, then when I'm in, why should I care if you are miserable because I'm in? You ain't. Next, I'm on my downtime. What's up? I'm going to have downtime at some point.
There's never any downtime.
So I would say to the person, you should do like if you know their downtime is 8 o'clock, at 7 o'clock you should start cleaning up, getting the food ready, getting yourself relaxed. Let them do everything they gotta do all the way up to 8, and then when 8 o'clock come, okay, your downtime's here now. I made you something to eat, like gravity, you wanna sit there and watch this movie too, you gotta go back. You know, I wouldn't make it a worse situation for you because I want that full time of your downtime.
I can't say too much to nothing because I know what I know what I do and everything. So it'll be like, what's his name again? Rick James. Now I wouldn't be on my phone all day working and not giving my significant other time or something like that. Yeah, I remember on my phone all day working and doing what I can't say nothing. This is what I do. And Twin, when you talking right now, I'm just looking at you like,
but how can I just feel like
I know you always.
How can you say something a significant other if they don't? If they're 9 to, I'm just saying, if they're 9 to 5, is being on that jack all day long, so y'all can eat. If that's your job, how can you say something about that? Because you. I just want to say this. If you are in a relationship where your spouse has the 9 to 5, they work 9 to 5, when they come home, you just getting up because you don't have a 9 to 5, you can start your hours whenever, I think that is very selfish of your significant other to not understand that, okay, you just came home from work, now it's time for you to go to work. They just came home from work, now it's time for you to go to work. So if you're working at home, I remember when I did have a real job and I was working at home, I loved it. You're bugging. I could do everything. I could have my life at home. We can do everything. If you don't want to be a part of your significant other's world, then it's not going to work. Because when you get home from work, feel like you should be getting home from work, settle in, do whatever you got to do. Now you know they got to work. You understand what I'm saying? And they got to work for. Shout out to Hoxie. And they got to work from home. Why not help them? They at work. You at home, you worked all day. But then, again, on the other side of it, I don't think that's fair either, because I feel like if they worked all day, they shouldn't have to come home and help you work just because you work at home. Okay, nigga, I worked all day. Now I'm going to lay down. Oh, well, you got to work. But if you want to spend time with your significant other, then you going to have to.
No, then your significant other is going to have to.
Then your significant other better get out of here. And you could do whatever you want, but don't be trying to say, oh, now your job ain't over once you come home. It ain't over with yet. Right, it ain't fair. So for all those who are going through that situation, don't stand for that shit, B. Don't do it. Well,
if you come home and you know that your significant other is working and you don't, yeah, okay, so this is the thing. If you work all day from 9 to 5 and they work from 5 until, and you don't come home and try to get no time in, then y'all never going to have no time. And then so that would be on a significant other who don't have that strenuous job. Because true story, you only work, an artist works all day.
So, what you got to say to us? Go ahead.
John Shaft.
That's why I said that. I can't really, like, comment in on that.
Yeah. Don't leave me. You're going to leave me.
I know what I do, and I know what I got to do. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I work on it. Yeah.
He still gives himself time to have your person.
Right.
And you mess it back and forth. The person, like, whenever you want to take your time on.
Right.
You work it all in. So how is it wrong of someone who works more hours and the other person works less hours? I feel like it's on them to work harder to make sure that it works.
Well, I don't feel like the color of because the travel makes up for all of that time. Coming outside, freezing out there. Nobody cares about that. You in the crib working, all right.
Wow.
I'm very proud of you.
I'm very proud of you. Statement.
Come on outside for a little while. See the minus 20.
Listen,
shout out to Frostbite.
You don't think that's
it's all Gucci. It's all Gucci.
Who gets mad because one person works from home. And you gotta go outside in that cold and that heat and that snow and that, and so that's why.
Oh well.
All right, let's do the test real quick. First question: I try to understand. Oh wait, let me say what it is. This fun love test is used to help determine what kind of compassionate, loving relationship you're in. It provides free, anonymous instant score. So. First question, I try to understand rather than judge my partner. Oh, my God. Slander, don't leave. Come take this test.
Orphan. Orphan.
Oh, you say orphan.
I won't say, I would not say very orphan.
You say orphan.
I say orphan.
I'll answer that.
You answer now.
Go ahead. What you say?
I try to understand rather than judge my partner.
Very often.
All right, we'll all go with often.
There you go with
often. I just try to understand. Next. I often ask, well, I try to understand rather than judge. I don't understand what that means, really.
That means
so,
you want to be understanding rather than saying. Well, you should have instead of pointing fingers, you understand a reason instead of pointing fingers.
I guess that's, I don't understand it and not my way.
You're
no.
Very judgmental.
That's not true that I'm very judgmental. You meant you piece of shit. I'm not, I take that fucking back. I'm going to move on.
Get
the fuck out of here. Next, I often have tender feelings towards my partner when they seem to be in need. I would say that's often. That's often.
She don't give a
damn.
You could be half leg could be broke. And get to the stone, get my back, nigga. Or else. I don't give a fuck if you just work 12 hours.
Gotta
get the fuck on.
What do you say,
Jay? I say often.
Get the fuck
out. But I don't know, certain families.
Okay, I often tend to feel towards my partner when they seem to be in need.
I say often. I say often. When you come from a family that can like, you know what I mean? Have special gifts. You know when somebody's bullshitting. So, often.
I would rather
say some kind.
Say the next one. No, you
mean. Next one is, I would rather suffer myself than see my partner suffer.
Very often.
That's often. I'll see that. That's often. And so, I feel like this. Ladies, if you have a man who will not eat so you can eat, that's the man for you. The nigga that will say, yo, come on, man. So it's not a lot. And he trying to share the plate with you, that's not how it works. Don't work that way. However, in the jungle, the male animal eats first, and then the woman gets the scrap. So you have some chauvinistic men who feel that way, like, bitch, you're supposed to get the scrap. In the real world, it's supposed to be that way. And women, don't always allow that to happen. Don't, if you're a real chick, don't let your man go hungry feeding you. At some point, realize, okay, I'm full, and he needs to stay nourished, because if he's not nourished, how he going to make sure that you're good, queen? All right. So I just want to put that out there. Next one. So you would say, I'd rather suffer myself than see. So what you say, Quinn? You say often or?
Very often.
It's no very. Oh, yeah. Oh. All right, next one. We done with
this. What's it? We on
four.
Five?
Four.
All right. If my partner needs help, I would do almost anything I could to help him or her. Very often. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I know.
When I see my partner feeling sad, I feel a need to reach out to help them.
Very often.
Very often.
Yeah, right. Supposedly I don't give a shit about somebody.
It says your partner. It ain't say no time.
All right.
I feel happy when I see my partner is happy.
That's nice. And for those who, let me say something about that. I've seen men who will get mad and feel some sort of way if she's always happy. I grew up with a lot of people smiling for a while. Hey, fuck you always and get out of here. You all cheap chipper and all that. Sit the fuck down somewhere. A real dude, ladies, again, wants to see his lady smile. Wants to see her happy. Will bring her little stupid shit just to make her smile. Things that, it might not be big. It might not be expensive, but maybe it's something that he remembered that y'all did the very first time y'all seen each other or somewhere y'all went together that remind y'all of something just between y'all two. Just to make you smile. Again, that's the nigga you want. The one who don't really give a fuck is the nigga who don't bring you shit. And you got to ask him, why you don't ever bring me nothing? If you got to ask him that and you've been with him like 3 years, he ain't him. We scored a 28. It says, if you score 16 and up, compassionate, love, likely.
So
12 to 15 is love possible, and 0 to 11 is compassionate
love
to love
unlikely.
You said it, bro. What'd you say, bro? We got a compliment, so we go. Great job.
I didn't get that. What was that again?
Oh, that was the scores. If you got
I'm loaded with secret sauce.
Hey, you answered. That's what our scores suggested.
Oh, that we your partner's lucky. Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, let them
know.
Your partner is lucky. You are a very supportive of him and her response. Compassionately. When he or she are distressed. So that means basically, you care. You also seem to make a strong effort to see the world from his or her point of view. So basically, he's gonna say all the questions that we answered and everything. You care about enriching. Your partner's life and are willing to make sacrifices so that he or she is happy, can be happy. These are skills that help support the partner and negotiate conflicts, which lead to stronger, healthier, and longer lasting relationships.
Aww. Right, so we did good. And, in these tests, make sure you guys are honest about it. And if you want to
What?
I ain't like lying on.
Well, okay, what?
Like, make sure you
what question did I lie on?
What?
You can't answer. Let me tell you another thing, ladies. When you're dealing with a significant other and they say that you lying about something and they can't even say what you lying about, then it ain't the truth.
That ain't true.
It ain't
now, we should go back and read these things.
What did I lie about? What did I lie about?
I don't do that.
What? My twin think he knows everything about me. Just because he's my twin. All right, we'll go out talking. But I want to know what question did I lie about. I think it's full of shit. If you tune in tomorrow, guys, it's about you. You're a fucking liar. What? Let's go back. What? Real quick. Where? What was it? What? Trying to understand rather than judge my partner.
You said offer. Next.
What is that a lie? That's the word a lie about.
Really or never? It's what you said, bro.
Yo, I often have a tendency to towards a partner when they seem to be in this.
Well,
you know what? We out of here. I'm not gonna deal with this shit.
Never.
What? We love you guys. Make sure you tune in tomorrow to Behind the Wall. What the fuck you talking about? What the fuck do you mean? You know, Behind the Wall. If you have a family member that's locked down and you're looking for support of that family member, if they rap, if they're hot, and you'd like to let the world know, make sure you're sending their music in to greenleafeverything@gmail.com, MP3s only. And also, we let you spit live tomorrow in honor of our nigga Lito, Aces, the building you already. We out of here.
Love, peace, and we out of here.
Fuck out of here. I know what that sound means. Oh, wait.
Whole lot of weight, call him West Fuser. Flexing on niggas like Les Luger. Wake niggas up like a pet rooster. Me and my team, all the rest on the stuff. If you ain't in the circle, means you don't have the grin and you don't have the purple. Stanley Matters and you don't have a Urkel. Walking Dead and you don't have a Herschel. We certified a process in the building. We gon' make history, we kinda like the Pilgrims. Care less about us, I hate a ceiling. Stay on top of them, we kinda like they ceiling. Yeah. Beat from the east, wave gang on the beat. From my thine and my pants that they probably creep. Think what you're saying out your mouth because you probably need. And I'll put y'all to sleep, Bill Cosby.